This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring. Boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
There's Saul Tillamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring.
All right, we're live here. We're live here with Chris Brown. What's up, Chris? How you doing, man?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing solid. We got the microphones figured out here. I think we're a little more than halfway through with this series. So I think we got you guys, and then I think maybe the White Sox are the only other teams in the AL Central. So this should go better than the Chicago White Sox conversation, I'll tell you that. But go ahead and top of the episode here, plug whatever you got, if you got podcasts or social media, whatever you want the people to know about.
Yeah, so we do a weekly podcast called Motor City Metrics. It's about the Detroit Tigers, but also about Major League Baseball in general. And then we also, during the course of the year, my partner Rogelio Castillo and I, we run the Tigers Minor League Report, which we do a weekly podcast about the Tigers Minor Leagues. But there's also a website, and you can follow that on Twitter at Tigers ML Report. And the other one is at MCM Baseball. And yeah, that's just a lot of Tiger stuff, a lot of minor league stuff, and we're really getting ready to get ramped up here. The spring breakout was kind of our spring training for getting our clips up. That's kind of the main thing we do on Twitter, is we just post tons and tons of clips of the minor league action.
Yeah, the spring breakout was pretty cool. I only got to watch a handful of innings overall, but I saw a lot of clips from it. And then how did it go for the Tigers minor leaguers? I wasn't able to catch that one.
You know, they were playing the Phillies, and it went about as expected. The Tigers right now have a pretty deep farm system, particularly on the pitching side, and that's basically what happened. They just kind of overwhelmed the Phillies with their pitching, and then Jace Young, one of their top prospects, hit 2 homers, and they ended up winning 5-1. So it was nice. Fun to see.
They've got every year when it comes to this, you know, people look a little too far into, I think, regular spring training stats, and the Tigers are kind of killing it right now. But it's still spring training, so it's one of those things where I hadn't looked at the standings whatsoever, standings, you know, just the records for spring training. And I'm out in Seattle, so I was like, how did the Mariners do it? And it's just like 9-13. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
I mean, I was like, not great, but I looked into it.
Yeah, I wonder if anybody's ever done a study to see if it matters at all. Because my inclination is that no, it doesn't.
I don't think so. There's no way. I'm sure for some teams, maybe there's more of a correlation, but who knows? I'm sure you know the deal here with this podcast. We kind of go around the league, giving everybody a chance to state their case for the upcoming season. So, we'll just go ahead and start off with kind of what you were talking about with the farm system for Detroit. It looks like there's an exciting future there. It's like they made some moves this offseason for the big guys. They've developed some minor leaguers that are starting to blossom here. So how are you feeling about the farm system? And I guess the next, like, handful of years for the Tigers. What's coming up the pipeline, and who are you guys most excited about?
Well, yeah, so I've been covering the Tigers farm system kind of in depth for almost a decade now, and been following it, like, you know, as a fan for longer than that. And this is the deepest and best I can ever remember their farm system being. Now, part of that is there's a little bit of a tweak there where, like, you know, Parker Meadows still counts as being one of their prospects.
Sure.
Five at bats.
Yeah.
and Colt Keith is one of their top prospects. He's the guy we had number one at Tigers Minor League Report. They signed him to a 6-year, $28 million
deal. Right? Yeah.
It could be 9 years and $82 million, and he's basically locked in as their everyday second baseman. So, you know, 2 months from now, those guys won't be in the farm system anymore. But that's, you know, that's the point. You want to graduate these guys and get them majors. But yeah, it's an exciting time for Tigers fans. It's been kind of funny because 3 years ago they took Jackson Job, the right-handed pitcher out of Oklahoma high schooler, third overall. When everybody in the Tigers fandom wanted them to take a shortstop, and Marcelo Meyer was right there, so it was Jordan Lawler, and everybody complained, and then last year Jackson Job was outstanding in the minors, and then this year he came up and he pitched in one spring training game, and everybody lost
gross.
Their mind.
It was disgusting. Yeah.
So everybody's like, oh, all right. And sort of, we've seen the exact same thing, not the exact same thing happen, but everybody last year wanted Wyatt Langford with the third overall pick, and the Tigers took Max Clark, a high school center fielder. And Wyatt Langford, you know, went out and had an amazing pro debut in the minors and looks awesome in spring training too. And Max Clark is still 19. He hasn't really shown much. Mm-hmm. So fans are a little bit antsy there. But other than that, I mentioned Colt Keith. I mentioned Parker Meadows. They just have a deep farm system right now. They've got beyond Job. They have Ty Madden as a pitcher. They have Wilmer Flores' brother, Wilmer Flores.
Yeah, the Wilmer Flores. Yeah. It's too many.
He's looking more like a reliever now, but they just have a pretty good depth for the first time in a long time, and it feels like in most of it's at the upper levels right now. So it should be, you know, when injuries eventually hit in the big leagues, they should have proper replacements from the farm system. And so that should keep them afloat this year.
Yeah. And like you said, depth seems to be kind of the topic of choice for me within my notes. But looking at their roster and kind of moving into the season for the big league squad, obviously, I don't know if any of those super young guys are going to make the opening day roster or anything. But it's like we should see them pretty soon is my guess here. But when it comes to, you know, moving into this season, one of the things that caught my attention, because like I say, for all these episodes, I'm pretty neutral. You know, if I'm rooting for anyone, it's the Mariners. I live out here, so they're fun to watch. But I know details, but it's like looking into like maybe what the opening day roster is going to be. Who are the backups? Who are the rotation guys, bullpen guys? And looking at the Tigers, one of the things that really caught my attention, I was like, you guys have like a sneaky good starting rotation. You got depth, like you said. And then even when it comes to the young guys, you know, Jackson Job, who knows if he makes it up to the big leagues this year, but it's like he's got the stuff to do it. So he could be there. And then you got guys like, you know, you got Flaherty, Kenta Maeda being there, Tarek Skubal. Those are like pretty solid arms in a front half of a rotation, and then guys like Casey Mize, Matt Manning, hopefully being able to like stretch their legs and really figure it out this year. That's a really solid five man.
Yeah, and it's interesting. They lost Eduardo Rodriguez. He was their, you know, best pitcher for the whole of last season. But you know, as you mentioned, they brought in Kenta Maeda and Jack Flaherty on Maeda's a 2-year deal and Flaherty's a 1-year deal. So that's kind of the veteran replacements. And then they have Mize, Manning, and Reese Olson. All three of those guys, Mize was the first overall pick in 2018. Mm-hmm. He's missed basically the last 2 years. Manning was a top 10 pick back in 2016, who he got hit in the foot twice last year, like line drives to his foot that got knocked him out. Otherwise, he would have been fine. And Reese Olson is a guy they got in a trade a couple of years back who came up for the majors and was really impressive over like 100 innings. So they have those five guys. And then you mentioned Tarek Skubal, who is actually went to Seattle University, I believe.
Oh, did he? I had no idea.
I think so. He's from Arizona. But there's some Cy Young hype behind him, at least among Detroit fans, because he was, by Fangraphs war, he was the best pitcher in baseball over the second half of last season. And it's an electric mix from the left side. He's sitting 96, 97 with a really good changeup and a slider and an upper curve. The depth there. And when they signed Flaherty, I was like, okay, they're going to, because they had already signed Maeda, I'm like, they're going to make a trade. from the starting depth, and they haven't. And I don't think they will. I think that they like having, like, you know, 8-10 big league starters, and they don't care at all if half of them are down in Triple A Toledo
just buying their time.
And I will just say that the big thing that's come out from this year's spring is, you know, Tigers have developed this kind of pitching lab that is just kind of what we're terming it, because just about everyone across the board is throwing like 2-3 miles an hour harder this year. Like Flaherty is, and Maeda isn't, but Mize is throwing hard. Scooble's throwing harder. Manning's throwing harder. Jackson Jobe was sitting 95, 97 last year. He was 98 to 102 in that spring outing. The Wilmer Flores, who I mentioned, he was sitting 93, 94 last year. He's 98, 99 now. So they've got something going with, they brought in this guy from, he was actually at the University of Iowa, and he's like a PhD in kinesiology, right? Like the, which I've always associated with just like a fake degree that college football players have.
Sure.
but this guy apparently knows how bodies are supposed to move, and he's got them all throwing much, much harder. And beyond that, they've been remarkably healthy so far, which is, you know, you cross your fingers, but because people dropping left and right. But so far they've had two minor, like a hamstring injury and some and mild elbow soreness so far from their entire pitching staff. So it's been remarkable.
That's interesting hearing the guy coming from Iowa, because Iowa's baseball team has some flamethrowers, their college team. So it's like, I don't know. I'm curious to see how that guy, I got to do my research on that guy.
His name is Robin Lund.
Robin Lund.
Yeah. You know, Iowa's got Brody Brecht, and they have another, I forget the other kid's name, but he's really good too. And they turned into a pitching powerhouse there. And I don't know how much credit he gets for that, but the Tigers, it's looking like the Tigers may have something going here where they've figured something out, and we'll see how long it lasts.
For sure. I mean, hey, back to the, you know, heyday of, you know, the Tigers being the frontline starting pitching team, you know, like those were when I was growing up, you got, you Verlander, know, obviously Verlander and Scherzer and those guys. But that's exciting for sure on that. How are you feeling about the offense? Obviously, you know, speaking of young guys, you got guys like Spencer Torkelson and Riley Green and some exciting young talent there. But overall on the offense, what's the vibe going into the season for you guys?
Yeah, it's that one's kind of a work in progress. It's they were one of the worst offensive teams in baseball last year, and then they went out and didn't do a whole lot. They went out and they traded for Mark Canha, who's a quality player. He's a good on base guy. He, you know, hit you.
It's a good bet to have, I feel like.
Hit you 15, 20 home runs maybe, if you know, and that's a solid bet. But they didn't go out and get any big, you know, fans wanted Matt.
Whoa, Gio Urshela, man! What are we talking about?
That was a spring training ad, but. Yeah, so essentially, they're really putting a lot of this on the younger guys. And you touched on it. You know, Riley Green is their best hitter, and he had a bit of a breakout last year. I think it was a 119 WRC plus. He got hurt twice with a stress fracture in his leg, and then he tore the ligament in his elbow diving for a ball. So he only played 99 games, but they're hoping to keep him healthy. They've moved him from center to the corner, hoping that'll help a little bit. But he's just one of those dudes who just he can't help himself. He's just going to die for everything. So I have a feeling he's going to continue to get hurt. But he's kind of the key to the offense. And then you mentioned Torkelson had that breakout that people wanted last year. 31 homers, I think 94 RBIs, but still only hit like .233. And that's kind of the next step for him is you know, we know batting average isn't the be all end all anymore, but they'd love for him to, you know, get a couple of just like, you know, two out singles with a man on second base.
It doesn't hurt.
No,
if you're already putting up the other numbers, it doesn't hurt to have that one go up.
So, yeah, I mean, that's the next step for him. And he's also he hasn't graded out terribly well as a defender at first base. So he's not, you know, despite hitting 31 home runs, it was not a terribly impressive war overall, like WRC plus. But, you know, he's young. I think he's 24. Riley Green's still 23. They got Kerry Carpenter, who is kind of he was a fun find for them, a 19th rounder out of Virginia Tech, just hit his way through the minors, never on a prospect list. And then like, oh, all right. And then he hit 20 bombs last year and close to .280. I think the only issue there was that he didn't hit a homer in his last 34 games. So it's like, you know, he's young enough yet, like where you're wondering, like, did they
got it? Yeah. Consistency or like just, yeah, guys getting the scouting report and then they're like, oh, all right, no one throw him in this spot. But yeah.
So that's, I mean, yeah, that's going to be the middle of the order. And then it's a touch on Colt Keith. They're counting on him to hit. And I think he's been a really good hitter in the minors. And then it's a handful of question marks. You know, Parker Meadows, I touched on him a little earlier too. He's still technically a rookie, outstanding center field defender, could you know, contend for a gold glove this year, depending on, you know, how those things go. The voting is always kind of weird on those. And he's got plus power, plus speed. It's just a question of how much is he going to hit. If he hits like 220 and bats ninth, he'll probably be a solid player. If he hits 250, he could be an all-star. Hits under that, then he might be back in the minors, and we don't really know.
Yeah, and I mean, it's I do think it's hilarious that Javier Baez is still on the team.
So,
but I mean, it's like a running joke at this point, just him making contact. I saw, not to bring up just like social media in this, but someone posted a tweet that was like something about Javi Baez, and it was from behind home plate of him hitting in spring training, just absolutely winds up and then ground ball like right in front of home plate, and it made like whatever the caption was, it made me laugh so hard watching him not miss but just barely make enough contact to get it into fair territory. But
that's it's there was another one. I thought you were going to go with another one. There people have taken like terrible first pitches, like ceremonial first pitches, like 50 Cent throwing it.
Oh, and then they throw Javi Baez
swinging at it. The thing is, last year he was actually his lowest strikeout rate ever, but he also only hit 220 with nine homers.
He's back. Let's fucking go. And he's back, and baby.
Fans, Tigers fans want him gone. They do. They hate him already. And the thing is, he's still an above average defender. He'll make some occasional errors that you wish he didn't, but he's also like, he'll make spectacular plays. And but they're stuck. They've got him for four more years at $98 million total. And I've been trying to tweet at people. I'm like, listen, they're not going to cut him. No Major League Baseball team has ever just outright cut a guy with this time and money left on his contract, as much as it sucks. And Tigers fans have just gotten done, as much as they love Miguel Cabrera, they just got done watching like him not do anything basically for 6 years.
It's so funny. Yeah, it's so funny you say that. It's like if you start your career how well you did with Miguel Cabrera, where it's like this, you know, first ballot Hall of Famer, and then he does nothing. No one ever gives a fuck.
People were like, you know, people got upset, but by the end, everybody was celebrating it and recognizing, like, okay, we're not going to see a player like this again. So, but yeah, with Javi Baez, this is he's a mercenary. He came in from out of town, and he's never done anything, and everybody hates him. And it's a tough situation to be in. I don't really know what's going to happen. Everybody's just kind of hope that he figures it out a little bit. They're not even asking for like peak Javi Baez, right? They just want
give us something, man.
Yeah, hit 15 home runs in 240. And play a solid defense.
Do what you do in the field and do a little bit better at home plate.
Yeah. And I'll just finish up. Sorry to cut you off. The only other two aspects, the catching, Jake Rogers hit 20 home runs last year. They have Carson Kelly as the backup. It's a good defensive pairing. Jake Rogers, it's hard to count on that. He does have plus raw power, but he's also a guy who strikes out a ton, doesn't make a ton of contact. So it's like if I were to pick somebody to regress this year, it would probably be him. And then and then you mentioned Gio Urshela. The third base was kind of the one open spot on the roster. Everybody was like, okay, they can go get Matt Chapman. But no, they were going to use Matt Vierling, who they got in a trade from Philly last year, Andy Ibanez, who they got off waivers from Texas, and Zach McKinstry, who they got in a trade from the Cubs. And these are all, they're solid bench bats, but nobody stood out as like a terrific third baseman. And then they went and signed Gio Urshela for $1.5 million. And he's kind of in the same mold. He's, I guess, the presumptive third baseman, but really it seems like they're just holding that spot open for Jace Young, the guy I mentioned earlier, who spring breakout, who is a natural second baseman, but they think hopefully he'll be ready by June or so. So that's about it for the offense.
Yeah. And I think this year is going to be, you know, interesting in the AL Central. I mean, it's obviously always pretty close relatively. But I think you guys have a real shot at winning it. I think pitching is obviously the strong suit. I think there's some teams that have a little more firepower in the lineup, obviously. Do you guys see yourselves as a playoff team this year?
I don't think anybody's expecting the playoffs, but it's like close enough where, you know, with if some things go right, like I'm projecting like 80, 85 wins. They were, 78 wins last year. Kind of average. It is a lousy division, right? Nobody's, it's not creeping up on anybody. And I just saw today that Minnesota is down. They're starting the season without Duran and without a couple other pitchers.
I didn't see that.
That's breaking news. I think he's going to oblique. He's got, and then DeSclafani's out, and Caleb Thielbar.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, they're all starting the IL again. It's somehow the Tigers have managed to avoid the injuries so far. So, and that's one of the keys, man. They've been okay. This is AJ Hinch's fourth year. The first year was pretty solid. The second year was terrible. That got their old GM fired. And then last year was okay. But the one consistent thing is they've gotten off to really slow starts. They're like 30 games under 500 in April over the last three seasons. And if they can just avoid that, they might have a chance this year because they tend to play better down the stretch. So, I'm sure there's some fans who are expecting playoffs. I still think that Minnesota has this superior offense and that will win the day. And they have a solid rotation too. But yeah, get some breaks. Some things go right. Some other people, other teams go wrong. I could see them winning the division with 86 to 88 wins.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
For sure. I feel like that's kind of how it goes at the end of the season on like there's not a clear cut winner in the Central. It's like you get to the end of the year and you're like, the division winner has 86 wins. Like what?
Yeah. Well, and I'll just say this. Ahead. One thing I didn't mention is they have a pretty solid and deep bullpen too, which can help you win, those close games that really matter in the standings. When you see teams outperform their, run totals, it's because they have a solid bullpen. Now, the closer is a little bit iffy. Alex Lang, he tends to walk everyone.
I was going to ask who the – I didn't know who the – I'm not too familiar with the bullpen, but I know Alex Lang. He's got some good stuff, though.
He does, but he's heavily reliant on a curveball that he rarely throws in the zone. And if hitters just let him throw it into the dirt, he gets himself into trouble. But they have Jason Foley, who's like a triple digit sinker baller, really good, consistent. And then they brought in Shelby Miller as a back end guy, and Andrew Chafin, who was on the team a couple years ago. So that helped the bullpen depth. And then they have a couple other really solid arms and arms in the minors. It should be a decent bullpen this year and enough to, I don't think it's going to be like crazy lights out, but it should be good enough to, help them win those extra few games that they might need.
For sure. And I agree. I think like you said, no one's expecting maybe the play. I'm sure some people are for sure expecting it. It's every team, but I could definitely see them in the playoffs, especially with the way that a whole Major League Baseball season goes. I definitely think they're going to be in the running for it, especially as long as everyone stays healthy this year. But I'm excited to watch the Tigers. They're kind of on the rise again, it feels like, in the next handful of years.
Yeah, you'll hear people compare them to like Arizona from last year, which I think is a bit much. I don't think they have a Corbin Carroll as much as I like Riley Green and Colt Keith and those guys. I don't think they have that player yet, but they should be one of the more entertaining young teams to watch in baseball this year. So, and I don't know, if you're on the West Coast, you wake up early, they're on a day game. That might be kind of fun.
Yeah. I mean, hey, if there's baseball on, I'll watch it, And then if I watch the game and it's a little too slow, I'm like, all right, let's do something else. But what we've been doing here At the end of every episode, I kind of throw the ball in your court again, but it's time to make a statement. And it's basically the vibe of the show here. So this is for all the Tigers fans out here. You're speaking for all of them. Chris Brown, not that Chris Brown, but this Chris Brown, I want you to state your case for the 2024 Detroit Tigers.
Well, I'll say this, man, that this should be the most enjoyable Tiger season in about the last decade. And that's the best case I can make for you, I think. I'm not going to tell you that they're going to win anything or do anything spectacular, but this should be a really fun season.
I think that I'm not going to lie. No offense to anyone else out there. That was the best one that we've had. Yeah, I like when someone's excited, but they're like, look, man, it should be fun and it should be exciting. I don't know what else to tell you guys. We've had to go through
baseball.
We're about two thirds of the way through, I feel like, of this series, and we've spoken to some teams with much less going on than the Detroit Tigers, and they'll give me a full response, and I'm like, all right. Okay, sure thing. Yeah. But I think that was really well said, succinct, and I think you're right. I think they're going to be fun to watch, and historically, in the last decade or so, the most exciting team, the most exciting going into the year, at least.
Yeah.
Cool. But Chris, thanks for joining us, man. If you got your podcast again, if you want to plug those,
yep.
Let the people know, because there's definitely going to be some Tigers fans listening for sure.
Yeah, it's Motor City Metrics. You can find that on all the various podcast platforms, you know, iPhone, Google, whatever. And Tigers Minor League Report. And we also have, like I said, we have Tiger or Twitter accounts for both of those that are pretty active.
Nice. All right. Well, Chris, thanks for joining us. I've told everybody else this. We're trying to do what I really want to do is about halfway through the year, I want to get everybody back and then really read the room and see what's going on. I think that'll be really fun. But the Central, I think, is going to be a fun race there. At least the top three teams or so. But thanks for joining us, man. This is a good time, and we'll catch you later.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.